From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting the Xinhua News Agency. That reports that 15 people are confirmed dead in a landslide in southwestern China. About 3,000 workers with life detection instruments are searching for survivors. More than 110 people remain missing after they were buried by a landslide that engulfed 62 homes and a hotel in the mountain village of Xinmo. Britain's parliament was investigating a sustained and determined cyber attack on its user email account Saturday. Parliamentary officials said the attack seemed designed to identify weak email passwords. And as a precaution, remote email access for MPs has been disabled. It's not immediately clear how many people were affected or what extent the damage was. The National Cybersecurity Center and the National Crime Agency are investigating. The incident followed reports in the past few days in British media that hackers were selling MP passwords online. Liam Fox, Britain's International Trade Secretary, told ITV News that the attack was a warning to everyone that they needed more security and better passwords, that you shouldn't leave your door open at night. The Israeli Air Force launched a strike in Syria after several projectiles were fired out of the war-torn country into the Golan Heights on Saturday. The air raid targeted two Syrian regime tanks in the northern part of the Golan Heights. The military said no one was injured in the incident, but asked civilians to avoid the area surrounding the border with Syria. Both Israel and Syria are still technically at war. This is VOA News. European Union leaders meeting in Brussels have agreed to greater cooperation on defense and intelligence as the continent grapples with a series of terrorist attacks. But little progress was made on other challenges. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Security led the agenda for a summit of European leaders in Brussels. They agreed to greater cooperation in intelligence sharing and defense spending.
We are spending half of the military budget of the US, but our efficiency is 15%.
The EU is taking legal action against Hungary, Poland and the Czech Republic for refusing to accept refugee quotas. Britain's exit from the bloc was also discussed. EU leaders described Prime Minister Theresa May's offer on the future rights of European citizens living in Britain as below expectations, signalling tough negotiations ahead. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Young protesters broke down a metal fence guarding an airbase in Caracas, Venezuela, before being repelled by security forces firing tear gas in another day of anti-government protests. Saturday's clashes took place after a mass demonstration next to La Carlota airbase, where a 22-year-old protester was killed this week when a National Guardsman shot him in the chest at close range with rubber bullets. One protester did speak to reporters.
We are calling on the government and all of those repressive bodies to stop with the violence, the death, and the robberies, because now they dedicate themselves to stealing. It's not just repression, but stealing. They humiliate people.
President Nicolas Maduro told his troops he had managed to break up a U.S.-backed plot to oust him. More than 70 people have been killed and hundreds injured in almost 3 months of demonstrations. A Pakistani army spokesman said Saturday the military has beefed up the monitoring of Pakistan's border with Afghanistan after insurgents carried out attacks Friday on three major Pakistani cities, Quetta, Parachinar, and Karachi. Major General Asif Ghafoor said the attacks have been traced back to rebel sanctuaries in Afghanistan. In addition, the Pakistani army said it conducted counter-terrorism raids overnight in Peshawar, killing three terrorists and arresting 12 suspects. Officials in Pakistan said Saturday the death toll from the attacks in the three Pakistani cities has risen to more than 80. For in-depth coverage to these stories and more, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.